I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the line, awesome. Joining us right now from the Philadelphia Phillies, Andrew McCutchen, Project Pittsburgh, Kutch Charity Week, November 16th through the 23rd. Andrew, good morning. How is everything?
Hey, everything's good, man. Just, getting the day started, and we got a long day ahead, but enjoying my time.
Yeah, you know, we outlined it, and people can check it out, kutchweek.com. All the events are on there. But for you and your wife, what kind of spawned this, Andrew?
It's just the fact of us wanting to do something to the city that gave so much to both of us. And we have so much history here together. So we wanted to be able to do something to where we could, volunteer our help in any way. And, after just kind of throwing out some ideas, we all came up with just having a week of just volunteering and doing our charity work. So, we're looking forward to it. I'll probably be around a little more than my wife because she'll be about almost 9 months pregnant. So, So I'll just be, just going around and volunteering in any way possible.
So how it works, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, people go on the website, kutchweek.com, and then they can schedule which events they want to volunteer for, right, during that middle week in November?
Yes, exactly. I'm doing a full week of volunteer work, charity work, and it's in the way of making it this whole thing even better. Is anyone can go online, go on kutchweek.com, and they can sign up for all these events that we have going on. That's basically what you do. You go on the website, see what we got going on. You sign up, and then you show up and you volunteer. So, it's a unique idea because it's not just me, the athlete, and my wife that's doing something. It's more of just showing that you can volunteer regardless of who you are. And doing something like this is it's kind of the jump start to it. It's just by going on the website itself and helping out. And, the more the merrier, of course.
Now, Drew, whether it's Children's Hospital or Habitat for Humanity or 412 Food Rescue, and I think I've asked you this in the past, kind of when your profile started to get a little bit bigger. Do you feel a responsibility as a human, as a baseball player, as someone who has a bigger voice? Do you feel a responsibility to do things like this once you reach a certain point in life?
To a certain extent, yes. I understand the player I am, the person I am, the eyes that are on me. I understand that it got to a point for me to where I saw that I was playing the game of baseball, but understanding that the baseball was just, it was just something that could help me be able to do other things outside of the game and make differences outside of the game. And if it wasn't for people in the past, people like Roberto Clemente and so many other athletes and baseball players as well, they were the ones that kind of showed the way of showing that, hey, it's you can be more than just the guy who plays the game. You can be good at that, great, but you can also make a difference and use the platform that you're given. And so in the time that I'm here, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to do. Responsibility to a sense, yeah, because I want the guys after me to see this and know, hey, I can do this too.
When you're dealing with a long-term injury like you dealt with this summer, Andrew, do you find yourself sort of, you talk about giving back to the community, maybe wanting to give back to some of those younger players in the clubhouse too? And how have you dealt with that, this long stretch of inactivity? Obviously, you're rehabbing the injury, but has it been back and forth between Pittsburgh and Philly? What's it been like having to deal with that all summer?
Yeah, I had to figure out how I can help in other ways. And actually, I was able to help more because I had more time to be able to just digest and dissect the game as much as possible. I didn't have the responsibility of actually going out and preparing to get ready for a game. So I had more time to do other things. I had more time to give my time to individuals on the team to be able to study the game a little more and just giving my advice on things and helping guys as much as I could. So, that was kind of me taking over in a different way instead of being on the field. But, I was just trying to help in any way that I could, being there as much as I could and rehabbing at the same time. So, it was definitely an adjustment. And because, I've never been on a DL besides one time. IL besides one time. But, it was different, but also I think it was impactful.
Did you and Maria start to look at the world differently when you became parents, Andrew?
Oh yeah, that's without a choice. I mean without a thought, yeah, for sure. You look at the world a lot different when you have kids of your own. And people I've always talked to have kids before I had kids. They tell you that you see things different. You look at things differently. The game itself that you play is important, but you understand the actuality of things being more important than the game itself. You have different lenses. You look at things from a different lens and not just your own, just a little more. So, it definitely changes.
How much have you been paying attention to the postseason, and how strange is it going to be, or maybe oddly exciting, to see Garrett Cole and Tyler Glasnow pitching against each other in a Game 5?
I've been keeping up with it. I always tell people I was a fan of the game before I was an actual player, so I'm always in front of glued to the TV watching the games. It's going to be something seeing two former teammates just go to battle against each other. I mean, we all seen what Cole did his last outing and what he's done all season. It's safe to say, the ball is going to be in his court in the off season, and we all see a young Tyler Glasnow who's really becoming the pitcher who a lot of people felt he was going to be. He showed what he's capable of doing. It's going to be a lot of fun watching those guys go to battle, and crazy to think that we're all teammates at one point, including Charlie.
Charlie, who's making baseballs move a different way now, 22 inches in towards right-handed
breaking
hitters.
The laws of physics.
It's absolutely ridiculous. November 16th through the 23rd, you could sign up cutchweek.com. Go and do it now. I know I'm going to probably sign up for a couple of these. Andrew, so much, so many people thank you for everything you've done for our city and continue to do. Be sure to sign up. We thank you for joining us this morning. We'll see you down the road.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Kutch.
Check it out. November 16th, High School Senior Developmental Day. That's presented by Macy's. On the 18th, still volunteers needed for a site to be determined. Children's Hospital on the 19th, City Volunteer Day. On the 20th, Habitat for Humanity, 412 Food Rescue, a sports goods free youth baseball clinic. It's all jam-packed into that week. And you could donate goods throughout the whole time. Just go to cutchweek.com.
If you don't have the time to volunteer that week, for whatever reason, you can still donate Project Pittsburgh partner charities, clothing, furniture, food, hygiene products, diapers, any of that. Again, cutchweek.com.
The part for me that makes it so unique is that we see so many charity initiatives that are a one-off. I'm going to go do this one day.
Right.
Or I'm going to go do a couple hours of my time. Or I'm going to have a golf outing. Or I'm going to have this charity thing. This is, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and show people that I'm going to do this on this day, this on this day, this on this day, and perhaps it'll carry on for 365 days. It'll force you into your community some,
right,
and make you understand the value of getting in there and getting things done in a practical form. I'm going to go plant trees. I'm going to go help out these places. I'm going to go do this and that.
There's something about seeing a guy, too, that even though he's told us how often he is a Pittsburgher now, continues to be committed to the city, and it kind of gives you your own resolve of, well, if he's still coming back home to do these kind of things, why aren't I doing it at home as well?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.